This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Keokuk says it's willing to compromise on a plan to continue the countywide emergency dispatch center known as LECOM. LECOM expires June 30th, and Keokuk is the only one of the 10 members to not sign the new contract for continuing it. The city says the contract does not address its concerns about how complaints are handled, the length of the deal, and oversight of the center. So last night, the city council voted to extend the current agreement by 2 months. City Administrator Aaron Burnett says the idea is to allow more time to negotiate a better deal.
All of it is to try and achieve a better service for the citizens in this region that are served by LECOM, resolve the issues internally, and provide a path forward so that this doesn't break apart.
No other LECOM member has even considered an extension to allow for continued negotiations. Burnett believes all the parties benefit from a combined emergency dispatch center, but Keokuk is steadfast in demanding contractual changes, and he's worried that's creating ill will.
I just feel like everybody's just standing around and the clock's running, and that's why I really wanted to get this extension and hopefully find this olive branch and get people together and find a solution rather than everybody focusing on hard feelings.
One possible solution is a different contract developed by Lee County Attorney Mike Short. Keokuk aldermen are poised to approve it once they have a chance to read it. Burnett does not expect any other LECOM members to follow suit, but he says it shows Keokuk is willing to remain in LECOM as long as the terms are more reasonable. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.